Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we are going to be discussing episodes number 68 through 72 of season 4. Now, we've got a lot to get into on this episode, especially Red vs. Blue, not exactly related. So let's go ahead and get into the recap. Sergeant Donut, from the last episode, are about to enter the Blue Base to rescue Griff. They haven't discovered anything yet, but they think that there is going to be something inside of the base. Griff's still going up and down the gravity lift that Simmons says is a hole, but you know what cracks me up is he keeps running in front of the screen just one way. Just keeps going while Simmons talks to him and doesn't even try to control him anymore. Simmons and Griff are both trying to figure out how Sheila upgraded the base, which seems really funny because Griff's like, how did she do that without any tools?
Or arms.
Simmons then figures out if he could somehow determine like what the real truth is, like how Sheila did it, then maybe he could reconcile what happened with Sarge. At this time, Sarge gets in, knocks out Griff down in the hole, and then comes back up to shoot Simmons in the face. But before he can do that, Church knocks out Sarge from the back, and Church mistakes Simmons for a soldier who's been placed there. So he mistakes him as a future Blue soldier. Back during the Sacred Quest, we're on Backwash. It's like a swampy map. And Andy tells them that they can rest and sleep there for a while. But Caboose says that they've been being followed, and Andy says that he's noticed it for a while now.
What I liked about this part is how earlier in the season, Caboose was talking about the wet plains, or the hot plains and the cold plains, and how there must be some really wet plains in between, and then they go to the swamp land.
Where it's totally wet. Andy says that they can sleep there, and he says that he knows someone's following him. And later that night, Tucker wakes up and finds that he's been left alone. And as he starts to look for everybody, the mysterious figure jumps on Tucker, but the alien attacks the person attacking Tucker, takes him down, and then we find out that it's Tex. Tex has been following him, and she joins the team. And they say they promise her the sword once the quest is done because she says she wants whatever the reward is. And they think it's the sword. And that takes us into episode number 69, Talk of the Town. And back in the basement of the Blue Base in Blood Gulch, Simmons is trying to talk to Donut and tell him not to reveal his true identity to Church. But Donut really has no idea who Simmons is anyway and is totally confused. So Church drops Sarge's body down into the basement, and they start to load Sarge and Griff into the Jeep and take them back over to the Red Base. Once again, on the quest...
Why didn't Donut know who Simmons was? Because he did earlier in the series.
He recognized him as he was Blue?
Yeah, didn't he?
I don't think he did. I know that Griff always did.
Maybe he never did. Okay.
So anyway, back on the quest... The team reaches the edge of the Great Freezing Plains, which is really the map containment on Halo 2. And this is the map. This is the place that the alien said was the final destination. And on this part of the quest, they need to get the hero to the temple, but it's guarded by the guards who were in the other levels, the grunts, the zealots, the red and blue guys that were annoying, basically.
Those guys were so fucking annoying.
I know. With this information, Tucker decides that they should retrace their steps to recover a mitten that Caboose lost because he doesn't want to go and fight all of them. She puts on her cloaking device and she starts to go fight everybody. But back at Blood Gulch, Church and Simmons drop off Donut and the still unconscious Sergeant Griff, they're just laying there, you know, knocked out. They drop him off outside of the Red Base, and Church says to Donut that he should lie to Sergeant Griff when they wake up, making them think he rescued them. And Donut asks what Church wants based on the Blues' surrender. Like, what does he get now that they've surrendered? Because every surrender, the other team gets something. Church decides that their film.
Trish says that he's not going to take anything, and then he says he's going to take the car.
Yeah, he says that he's going to take their Jeep.
And then Donut's all upset because he doesn't think he'll be able to get back to the base.
Yeah, and he's like, you literally could have walked back in the time we stood here talking. Sarge starts to come back too, and Simmons knocks him out in order to keep his secret identity. And that takes us into episode number 71, Sneaking In. Back during the quest group, Tex goes to attack the guards, and she sneaks up behind a blue guard, I believe, and attempts to knock him out, which cracks me up. So she knocks him down, and then she just keeps hitting him and hitting him and hitting him. She spends time beating him and shooting him, and every other character on the map is just like, hey, did you see the game? Yeah, Reds won. Oh, fuck it. Blue sucks. Red sucks is what he says.
Yeah, and they just go on and on and on. What I love is right before that, Tucker way out in the distance had said something, and then here in the background you hear, hey, did you hear something?
Yeah. And then so she's shooting the guy, knocking on him, and the whole time he's just like, oh my god, stop it. And then Tucker's like, they can't
are they deaf?
And then immediately a sniper shot is right next to him. He's like, oh, they heard that. That line cracked me up. So now they're under attack and they start running for cover, and Tex kills all the soldiers like in 5 seconds.
That was
seems.
A really cool scene. It was like an action scene, but it was really well
so
shot.
Well. Back at Blood Gulch, Donut, I guess, had taken Church's advice and lied to him, and I guess he went way off because apparently he sang some sort of song.
He just told the longest story that Griffith ever heard, and apparently it was completely ridiculous.
But, yeah, they don't really believe it. Church starts briefing Simmons on the Red Team, which I thought was interesting because he kind of explains the characters. And the only part that ever really interests me a lot was he says that Griff is the smartest one on their team, and he thinks he might be the smartest one of the bunch. And the more I watch the series, I kind of think I found this to be true. Griff has actually got a good head on his shoulders. He's just...
so lazy.
He's just so lazy. Well, the best part is Church is telling Simmons, well, quote-unquote Simmons, his blue teammate, about the Red Team. But then he starts making fun of Simmons. He's like, oh, yeah, there was this one Simmons guy, and he just says a bunch of bad things. As Simmons walks away, Sheila looks at Church and says, you know that Simmons, right? He's like, oh, yeah. That line cracks me up every time. So I guess after wounding his ego or whatever... he runs back to Blue Base, and once Simmons is out of earshot, that's whenever she asks, and I just love the way that Sheila, like, points at Church, and Church doesn't even look back to say that he knows. That takes us into episode number 71, You Keep Using That Word. Back in Blood Gulch, Church is just happy with the fact that the Blue Team now has all the vehicles in the canyon, but I want to point this out, this isn't actually shown on the DVD. This is, for some reason, a deleted scene. He's, like, really excited that they have all the vehicles in the canyon. Sheila's unhappy, though, and jealous. And that section was deleted, but they...
there is a part where they alluded to the fact that Sheila is jealous.
Yeah, just one line. But that was only online. Anyway, back at the Freezing Plains, Andy starts telling Tucker to open the gates of the tunnel using his key. And he's like, what key? He's like, your sword. It's a key. So apparently, he's been carrying around this awesome sword all this time, but it just unlocks shit. So he unlocks it using the key. The doors open. They show a banshee. The alien rushes towards it. He drops Andy in the snow, and he starts flying it around. And Tex and Tucker start getting angry because they're like, what the hell? And as the alien starts coming and closer with the ship, Tex is pissed at Andy, and Andy doesn't know, but I guess the alien lied to him. Tex demands that she gets the ship back as her reward, and that's when the alien starts getting ever closer, and he shoots a red guy behind them, so I guess he was helping him out. So the alien starts leaving, I guess just to go away, and Tex tells Andy to get the ship back, and right then... we see the ship, and they just immediately get shot down with a rocket. The alien's killed. which was just so funny. They went to all this trouble, and as soon as they got the final thing, they're done.
I love the scene, too. It was just the Banshee, and then Rocket comes out of nowhere and blows the Banshee up. And then
the alien's dead. And we see that Wyoming is the one who did it. And
have
so,
we ever seen Wyoming before this?
Season 3 beginning, I believe, whenever he knocked out Philip in Longest.
Oh, right.
We've seen Halo 1. Wyoming.
It's weird, too, because they didn't really talk about that hardly at all.
So Tex leaves to start getting to, you know, basically get Wyoming.
He was trying to kill Tex, wasn't he?
Yes. So I believe so.
He's still trying to kill
Tucker,
Tex.
Right? He was hired to kill Tucker.
Yeah, okay.
So Tex leaves to go get Wyoming for, you know, basically destroying her reward because really she's just a bitch who has to get her way. And actually, this will all come up in our review of Red vs. Blue Out of Mind, which was a miniseries that basically chronicalized this missing piece where Tex runs after Wyoming. So we'll get into that later.
But we see Tex run away, and that's
yes,
the last we see.
Yes, in episode number 71 of season 4. That's when that miniseries starts on a whole different timeline. So the Battle Creek soldiers start to respond when you hear Reveille, the horn going off, and so Tucker and Caboose just decide to, you know, bolt. They're like, fuck it, let's get out of here. Back in Blood Gulch, Church tells Simmons to wash the Jeep, and what's funny is Simmons still has no idea that Church knows, and he challenges Church's authority by saying that he was there first, which makes him the leader. Simmons was there first.
Right, and before this, Simmons was like trying to talk to Church, but you could hear his voice cracking, and Church was like, he said something about crying, and Simmons was like, no, I told you, that's just allergies. Oh, that's weird. I've never heard anyone go boo-hoo-hoo when they sneezed.
So what cracks me up about this next line is Church is like, no, see, I would get a call from command like this, and he turns on his radio, and he's like, and I would be like, yeah, command, this is Blue Post Alpha.
It was either Alpha or number one.
Yeah. And so he's, and all of a sudden, Vic comes on the line and he's like, hello, hello. And what cracks me up is he starts talking behind them, Vic does. And he's like, what? No, I'm not Vic. I'm Vic's great, 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 great grandson.
Vic Jr.
So the name has somehow lasted this long, and which cracks me up so much. And I love how whenever he's like, Blue Command, right? Wink. Just a little indicator, like, you know, Red and Blue aren't the same. Well, they are the same.
They are the same because Church made them the same.
Yes. So this whole thing is ridiculous and silly, but I love how Vic... For some reason, this idea, this base, has lasted for generations, and Vic Jr. immediately understands what he's talking about, which I guess doesn't really matter.
Wink.
But that leaves Church confused and wants to know what the outcome of the war is going to be. But that leads us into episode number 72, Getting Debriefed. Back at the Red Base, Sarge says they need to bury the hatchet, and he's going to him and Griff need to get closer. And they're the only real red soldiers left to fight the war. And Sarge's own personal disdain for, like, Griff, he has to put it away.
One of my favorite things here was Sarge was saying what they have to set aside. And one of the things that they need to set aside was trying to kill each other in their sleep. And Griff just goes, I never tried to kill you in my sleep. So apparently Sarge had tried to kill Griff
in
his sleep.
Which is just so horrible. Back outside of the base, Simmons is trying to get into the Red Base with his blue armor on, and Donut is telling him that he doesn't even, you know, he's not even, he doesn't work there, and he doesn't know who he is. But Donut still believes that he's a blue soldier, so he refuses to let him come in. But eventually, Sarge comes up to the top, and he's like, Simmons, what are you doing down there? Oh, no, he says, Donut says there's a soldier trying to get in, and Sarge says, what, behind Simmons? And
yeah.
Simmons is like, he means me. That and he's like, funny. What? You're Simmons. Why didn't you say so? He's like, I did say so. No, you just kept saying you were me. I am me.
They go on.
And like, what does Griff say?
He's like, something about that was a good meeting. We'll meet next week for the pronoun club.
The pronoun club.
Something like that.
So
it says pronoun club in there.
Simmons can't come in. Simmons looked down upon by Sarge, is a betrayed, and still wants to, but he still wants to pass the blue information on to the Reds. Caboose, Tucker, and Andy get back to the blue base, but Tucker tells Church that Tex is still pursuing Wyoming. The quest was a failure and the alien died, and Church gets frustrated about the fact that he didn't tell him the Tex stuff first, and says that he should, from now on, give them information that is relative at any moment in the future, immediately. And Tucker's like, you want information? We suck. And he's like, new information. And that's the end of our episode recap. And so did you notice any differences?
I didn't see anything.
The main thing that I really noticed was another screenshot of a sniper rifle zoom in. And this one was even different from the last two, which we posted comparisons on our website, and we'll be posting a screenshot of this week.
This one was very similar to the last one in that it seemed to be the same filter,
but the positioning was different.
Yeah, it was placed different.
Another thing I found weird was Simmons kind of seemed homophobic about Donut. Was that just me, or like...
I don't think it was homophobic. I think he just straight up thinks Donut's gay.
I guess so. I'm glad to see Vic's back. That cracked me up. Vic Jr. So, do you have anything you wanted to point out?
No.
All right, let's go ahead and get into our favorite quotes this week.
All right. Well, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. My favorite quote was probably the Church line where he's telling Simmons, Blue Simmons, about how Simmons is just bad. He goes, oh, just how he's not good and stuff and how he doesn't, and how he's dumb and how the stuff he likes is dumb. And, you know, he's not as attractive as other people are. It's Church. And that's like his...
That's how he gets Simmons to cry for hours,
oh,
basically.
Just how he's not good in stuff. That's what he said.
My favorite quote was from Caboose. Whenever they get to the snow place and he's like, oh, no, I lost it. And they're like, what? And he's like, no, I mean, I lost one of my mittens. We have to go back.
We've been walking for 2 days.
And we have to go back. I lost one of my mittens because it's cold. He's wearing a suit of armor. I mean, come on.
Bruce is funny.
Oh, I love that line. It cracked me up so much.
Another line that I thought was really funny, though, was whenever Sarge ran into, right before he runs in to rescue Griff, he's like, clearly Griff has become so stupid, he mixed up the L's for pain and happiness. Griff was having fun going in and out of the gravity.
And then he's like, Simmons, I'm having so much fun coming in and out of your hole. And he's like, what are you doing? Get back down there. And Donut's like,
stay down there.
Donut's like, that's my cue. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our email this week.
Okay, our email this week is from Michael Woolwine. Woolwine. It's a weird name.
Woolwine.
Woolwine. Anyway, subject, hey guys, keep it coming. Simple enough.
Yeah.
Well, hey guys, Mike, once again, love the podcast this time, and there was two major things I noticed this time. How Simmons not only sulking, but how he amazingly mans up and attacks right after he starts sulking. This is from our last week's review.
Yeah.
Then I'm with Dave on the subject of Tex's amazement of the alien's muscles.
In quotes, muscles.
Muscles. And Tucker not doing any bow chicka bow wows. Think that's spelled right. Yeah, I believe that's spelled right.
I hope so.
My favorite quote this time was when Sarge compliments Simmons on the mutinous plan to attack. Then Simmons says,
thank you, sir. I mean, suck it, Blue. God damn it, I mean Red.
Anyways, keep the podcast coming. Look forward to the next week's podcast. Sent from my iPod, @ I do have an iPod.
I think people are just lying.
Yeah.
Not him, though. He does have an iPod. All right, so I have plenty of things to get into this week, like I said at the top of the show. The first thing I want to get into is these two emails we got. Now, they're almost exactly similar, so I'm just going to read one of them. And it says, Dear Red vs. Blue Rewatch, I'm a student at Swissburn University in Melbourne, Australia, and I'm currently studying a subject called digital media design. The first stage of our project this semester is to choose a podcast we're interested in and to redesign the podcast identity artwork in consultation with the podcast's author. The second stage of the project is to design a number of web banners to animate the new identity and to promote the podcast. I'm writing to you to ask if you're willing to allow me to redevelop your podcast identity for the purposes of this project. After completing the subject, I'm more than happy for you to use the new artwork and banner for free on your podcast and or website, and of course, all rights to the work will remain yours. Although I would like to have permission to use the artwork in my folio to promote my work, there are some limitations to the artwork style. It must be done in Adobe Illustrator and be vector graphics. Now, the next line is the only difference between these two emails. The only difference at all. I am a big fan of Red vs. Blue series, so would love to opportunity to do this.
To opportunity.
That is the only line different from the email we got before this. Then it continues. Please let me know if you're interested. Part of this project is to learn about two, practice client communication, and I would be really happy to work with you on the designs. Thank you very much for your time. And then she gives her name. Now, we got an email that literally, word for word, said the same thing. Now, I read it the first time, and I was like, well, that's cool. And then I was like, they didn't mention our name.
This seems our fishy.
It did seem fishy. They didn't mention our name, our podcast, almost anything in the email. And then the subject that they used, not the subject, I'm sorry. Well, the subject, too. One of them said, regarding your podcast, and the other one said, podcast. And then when they said, dear RVB Rewatch, which is literally the name we use for our Gmail account.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, that's the name of our podcast.
Well, I it's totally fair, but I thought it was weird. So
I'm not saying that it's necessarily fake, but I'm not also going to, you know, just jump in and immediately believe this. You know, I did a tad bit of research, and the thing actually exists.
Yeah, the place exists.
And it, as far as we can tell, it's not from Nigeria or anything like
that. Yeah, it wasn't
a prince.
We're
just being wary about it.
So I sent this email just as a way to sort of get a reaction and see if this was true. And I said, I have a few questions first. How did you hear about the podcast? What did you think of our video commercial? And what did you think of the episode in which we interviewed Joel Burns? Now, obviously, I was trying to slip him up. That's not even a real person. And I got this email back, and it said, hold on a second. Okay. She said, I emailed the same email to both people, and only one responded. She said, okay, I recently started rewatching Red vs. Blue, and was up to season 3 when I got the project about the podcast. I thought it would be cool to do an RVB podcast, so I looked it up in iTunes. I found your podcasts. She uses podcasts a lot. I found your podcast, and I've listened to halfway through season 2 so far. That's how I found you. I haven't gotten to the episode where you interview Joel Burns. All right, I feel a little bad if this is a real person for trying to trick him.
Well, they'll get to this podcast and be like, oh.
So I am going to say I'm sorry because that was a little rude, but it was a try to trick of a potential spammer.
Also, we just do that to everyone.
Yeah, we ask everybody, have you heard of Joel Burns? And if they're like, yeah, we say fuck off and try to find a way to ban him. I haven't gotten to the episode where you interview Joel Burns, but I will let you know what I think when I do. Well, you'll never get there. I'm sorry. It's a little rude.
Unless we find one Joel Burns.
That's true.
Interview him.
We need to find a Joel Burns, quick. If you're a Joel Burns.
And we also need to bring him back in the past. Interview
him. She says, as for your video commercial, I liked it. And the lost references as well. Too bad you don't have that many views at the moment. Well, that's just like, you did a great job. I think the lost thing was funny. And you suck at getting views. You're horrible, horrible ratings. Well, thanks a lot, bitch. And wow. A question for you as well. Was that Dave or Isaac in the video? It was Dave, by the way. I guess we never really alluded to that.
In the commercial, it was Dave, and Snow Day were both in it. If you go to our YouTube page and watch those videos.
She says, thank you for your time again, and then her name. So I sent this, and I said, thanks for the reply. I'm sorry for all the questioning. Do you know? And then I gave the name of the person who previously sent an email. And I said, are you working with them in your class? And I got... I don't know about you, but I find this email slightly odd. Do you? I'm not sure of everyone's names in my class, but it's quite possible that he is in my class. I thought this might happen. Now,
well, here's the thing. I don't think that's odd because if you're in a class and it's a new class, you're not going to know everyone's name, and it's quite possible there's just general
RVB love in the classroom that you can find. I guess to be fair, I think our podcast is the only one with red versus blue in the title, especially associated with the online series. But I'm still awaiting an email back from her. So no matter what, that was kind of cool. If it's true, if it's not, it's kind of a fun little thing, I guess. There's a lot to get into. Recently, we had serious issues on the website that I couldn't quite figure out. Now, if we were to say what the problem officially is, do you think it was because our episodes were moved from one server to another?
I'm not sure. I think it was probably something that messed up on their end, and they just had to change it.
Yeah.
Or they changed it for whatever reason.
Well, what happened was if you were in iTunes, well, I guess if you're on the website, whatever you were subscribing with, the episodes like 1 through 3, I think episode 5, and I think episodes 14 through 17 would not download, and they had a file associated with them, but the file had no content. So if you were to download it, it would be a 0 kilobyte.
It was recognized as an MP3, and it had the name, and otherwise it was just a blank file.
Exactly.
An empty file.
And if you were in iTunes, it wouldn't even download. I got it eventually to show up, and I had to move all of our content to a new feed. Now, all the dates are correct. They're in the correct order. Everything is back to the way it should be. And I don't think you will experience any problems in your feed. Yeah. I can give you this warning.
What? None of this should affect you guys. The only thing is what I was going to say. You're going to say it, so go ahead.
If you're in iTunes, which is the main place I noticed it, and it's probably if you have any other podcatcher, since we have moved to a new feed, all the episodes are exactly the same, their dates are right, and they're in the correct order. But in iTunes, if you're already subscribed, you may automatically get undownloaded versions of every previous episode. Like, let's say you have 1 through 6, it will have a copy of 1 through 6 right next to it that needs to be downloaded. So if you want to keep up to date, I suggest you go ahead and re-download the new versions and delete the old versions, or you can just delete the undownloaded versions and keep downloading the updated. But you will continue to get these episodes in your feed. So like I said, we moved every episode over to WordPress.
Right. So basically, we have our files associated with the feed over on a different blog, but
our website is and will almost always remain rvbrewatch.blogspot.com.
And you can still stream from the original website. So none of this really affects you guys. But
we wanted to let you know.
Yeah, if you were experiencing issues, that's why. I'm sure that we had maybe no people on our website at the time. But
well, if this is kind of the reason I wanted to bring it up. If anybody experiences tech issues, especially like that, if you can't download an episode, if something's not working, go ahead and send in an email and explain it, and we'll try to fix it as soon as possible. I literally spent a full day and a half working on this.
As long as it's related to, the podcast or ours, don't be like, my computer won't turn on. Except for my iPod.
Is it a PC? Yes. Fucking PCs.
We're recording on a PC.
But yeah, you can go ahead and contact us with any tech issues with the site, with the feed, with anything like that related to our podcast, and we'll be giving the email out at the end of the podcast, but it's rvbrewatch@gmail.com. I think that, well, also another thing is, like Isaac said on the website, you can now stream every episode. There's also a download link on every post, and we're going to eventually be working on the website a little more, do some changes, but for now, if you want to, everything can be downloaded there. You can stream it from there. The commercial's still up there. We fixed the gamer tags, so you can access our gamer tags, add us as a friend on Xbox Live from there. We have a link to the new RSS feed, which is in the top right-hand corner of the website. There's a iTunes link that will take you directly to the iTunes page. Everything pretty much is on the website, including the email address. So you can check, including, I guess, from now on, we'll start adding a few show notes, like the sniper zoom-in shot will be up there.
Right. Basically, if we have any content that we talked about that needs to be seen, you can go to our website and just check it out.
It will be with the episode. So if you're listening to episode 19...
Similar to the link dump, if you happen to listen to the Rooster Teeth podcast.
I guess that's a really good thing. All right, so let's start getting into a few more things that are fun and not so tech-filled. All right, Here's the big ones. My birthday's next Saturday.
Woo!
1 week.
We happen to be recording on his birthday, or releasing.
We'll be releasing an episode on my birthday. So, you know, I'll accept all of your birthday wish, gifts, you know, nudie pics, whatever. All right, not
as
guys.
As long as you're a girl.
Yeah, as long as you're a girl.
David's gay.
No, I'm not. As long as you're a girl. Isn't, like, being called gay the staple of all of internet?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not using it in a derogatory way.
No, listen, listen. Isn't the internet... The internet is made up of this. Many men who call each other gay, an occasional guy who pretends to be a chick. That's what I think the internet is. Is that wrong to think?
Yeah.
Why?
There's also some information on
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, my birthday is next Saturday. I don't know, you know, I'm just excited, so. Woo! Another thing.
You gotta take your SAT test for your birthday.
Yeah, on my birthday I have to take my SAT test. That's just awesome. Okay, I've recently made a post on the forums about this, and I made a quick journal entry that leads to the post. But I want to mention on the podcast, recently I disassembled my Halo 3 Legendary Edition helmet. If anybody bought the Halo 3 Legendary Edition, it comes with a little stand and a really cool model of Master Chief's helmet.
Right. Kind of how Reach came with the stand with all the characters. In Halo 3, it was just...
Helmet. It was a helmet that
it
was
wasn't
really
wearable
cool.
Or anything. It was just a display.
So I disassembled it completely, found out what every piece was, and as I did that, I thought, you know what? I'm going to leave this apart, and for a month, I'm going to leave a poll up on the forums at roosterteeth.com. Now I have a list of characters from Red versus Blue, and you can vote on which character I should paint my helmet like. There's everybody I could think of, or at least as many poll links.
Everyone from the Blood Guilds Chronicles or the whole series?
As many characters as I could fit on there, especially all the main characters on there. All of the main characters are on the poll, and I'll be putting a link to that in the quote-unquote link dump for this episode. So you can check that out. It'll be also, you can check it out on my journal post. All right, finally, let's get to... PAX East. I recently heard on the Drunk Tank that they save most of Rooster Teeth, that is, saves most of their announcements for PAX East. Now, PAX East takes place between March 11th and March 13th, which, you know, right in between my birthday. Anyway, so we're going to report what they show at PAX East, but we'll be doing that the week after they report it. So they'll report it probably March 12th, March 13th, and we'll be doing it the week immediately following. So if anybody has anything that they think we haven't seen, go ahead and email that to us so that we can report on it in the podcast. All right, man, I think that's everything. You got anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, thank you for listening. You can check out our website at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. That's rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. You can always email us for anything at rv. Well, not anything. RVB.
Anything. Unless you're a guy.
Cookie recipes.
And it's a picture. Cookie recipe. Especially
no guy pictures. Only chicks.
No guy.
Only
pictures.
Chicks. Okay.
And girls only pictures.
A guy took this picture. No! He's not even in the picture. I don't like it. Okay, so you can email us at rvbrewatch@gmail.com. That's rvbrewatch@gmail.com. And like I said before, you can find all of our information on our website. And I think that's about everything for this week.
Yep.
Nice. All right, we'll see you next week. Sayonara.
Bye.